I mean, the mitzvah, we said in the lamdas of Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to relate at least to three planes, according to various Rishonim. Number one is the mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That's the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah perspective, where it comes after all the other Moadim, Shabbos, and Erevin, and Shvi Sasasar, of course, but even, you know, Hilchos Yom Tov, and Chav Mitzvah Matzah, Shofar Sukkah V'lulav, v'chulei. Then you have to look at it as catalytic for all of the Moadim. And we talked about this as, you know, being a motif. There's a certain constellation of mitzvos that fits into this category. We talked about tefillah, not just in terms of Leman Tiyat Toras Hashem B'Ficha, but very briefly, the idea of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim, right? Tefillin is integrated into that. And then we talked about the third point of view, which is, I should just review, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that's the perspective that you get. Because it's Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, Kufnun Dalet is already Shvisa B'Shabbos, and then you all have Kedushas Hazman as well. And then you have the Svarno's perspective, which is not just that Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, is catalytic in terms of Kedushas Hazman and those mitzvos, the Zmanim and the Moados, but Kiddush HaChodesh is reflective of really the beginning, you know, the echo of the Hava Mina of, you know, Rashi La Torah at the beginning of Avodas Hashem Bichlal, because to be an Obed Hashem means that you have to control your time at least enough, right, to be able to perform certain mitzvos. And, you know, the Patur, we mentioned this yesterday, Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama comes into focus, right? And if we assume that, you know, like the Abu Dram assumed, that that was about not being able to control your time, that would obviate a chiyuv in terms of a certain constellation of mitzvot. So I think that, again, really supports the Svarno's kind of an approach, that mastery over one's time for the sake of Ki Avadayim Asher Hotzeisius HaMitzrayim is very critical. So here we go in the Rambam. The Rambam says the following: Hishat Sivan LeKadosh Chadashim Vishanim. So that already is very suggestive, because we know that that already is a point of disagreement between the Rambam on the one hand and the Bahag advocated by the Ramban on the other. V'zoyim mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh Hu'amar Yisal HaChodesh Alacham Rosh Chadashim comes straight from this parsha. You know, those of us who learned Sanhedrin last year, we went through all these sugyas. Vizulasa mimasha roi lihistakobo v'yosef chodesh. Avo mitzvah zo lo yaso sala olam ela bezdin hagado levad uve eretz yisrael levad. Now this is another going to be just a point of massive disagreement between the Ramban. If you already look in the Ramban al Torah in this week's parasha, you see that he disagrees with this. It requires a bezdin of shlosha mumchen, but it doesn't require Sanhedrin Akidola, and the Rambam says it requires Eretz Yisrael. Very fascinating line. You can't bring korbanos outside of the base of Mikdash once you come to the base of Mikdash. And, you know, and the Rambam is making a very striking, almost provocative comparison. He's saying, look, can you bring a korban without the base of Mikdash? No. Can you have Kiddush HaChodesh without the Bezdin HaGadol? No. It's just intrinsic to the mitzvah. Right, it's the framework for the mitzvah. This is a very massive error that the Karaites made. That's a pun, because we're talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. So these people are stuck not in, you know, seeing the light of the new moon, but be, you know, afela. So this is, if not the longest entry in the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah, so I think it's certainly in the top two or three. I haven't measured exactly how many words, and part of that for sure is because it's polemical. The Rambam felt the need to really explain how wrong the Karaites were in his judgment about this, and the other Rabbanim, and the Rabban is obviously he takes some issue with all of this. Right, the idea of Loheniach Kamoso Beretz Yisrael, but still rooted in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Mitzion Tetei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So it would have to be a Bezdin HaSamach Beretz Yisrael. And again, this only works not for Re'iyah, but this works for Cheshbon. V'doch Cheshbon Zeh Shanim Noos Hayom V'Neidah Bo Roshay Chadashim Oadim. So the Cheshbon doesn't necessarily require the Bezdin HaGadol Beretz Yisrael. Cheshbon is an alternative means of being Mekadesh HaChodesh. The Rambam will later refer to it as Halach L'Moshe Misinai, and it has more permissive parameters. Chanan, what are the more permissive parameters? doesn't need to be in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Din HaGadol, but at least requires somebody who is samuch in Eretz Yisrael. And again, that's only good enough for cheshbon. Right, they're obviously related. You calculate Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you can figure out when Tu B'Shvat is, you can figure out when Purim is, you can figure out when Pesach is, etc. Lo mipnei chashboneinu nikba'enu yom tov b'shum panim, av mipnei shebez nagadol sheretz Yisrael, kivar kva'u z'ayom Rosh Chodesh o yom tov. So this is a very famous line of the Rambam. So it's basically the count that we have now is worth absolutely nothing. And all what we're doing is kind of Giloy Milsa, that we subscribe to something that was set up by the Beis Din HaGadol be Eretz Yisrael. Okay? That's that line here. Avam Ibn Eshe Beis Din HaGadol Sheretz Yisrael Kivar Kivau. Minei Omram Sheze Hayom Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov Yer Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. Bein Chayse Pulasim Zos Becheshbon O Beri'iyam. Right? They have two tracks. Kimoshe Ba Befeirush Eilu Modeh Shem Shoti Kursam Eilu Modeh Modeh Zala Eilu Kolomar. Okay, we don't use the re'iyah anymore. Right, this is kind of a very like a din prati in the general concept of, you know, shlichusayhu ka'avdina, that we're just really their emissaries, but this only works because of what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Avol cheshboneinu hu ligluyer milsa be'alma v'havein azeh. V'ani osif l'chabir, last paragraph we'll see for today. Ilu inachnu derech mashal shebnei Eretz Yisrael yi'adrim Eretz Yisrael. Very new and important clause that the Rambam is inserting. If somehow there were no Jews in the land of Israel, chalil yom ha'asosos, ki uvtiyach shalei yimach ha'asos ha'uma mikol v'kol, li'yasham bezden, li'yah b'chutz ha'aretz bezden, j'nis mach ba'aretz. And as a consequence, if there were no Jews in the land of Israel, there couldn't be a bezden in the land of Israel. There would presumably be Jews. Right. Okay? And there were no bezden ha'samoch v'aretz Israel. Hinei chashboneinu zelo yolinu b'klum b'shem panim. Right? The Rambam Shlitaso. Since our account is really worth nothing, it's just a gilei milsa b'yama. Right, and all that we're doing is we're really, you know, publicizing the count that was rooted in Eretz Yisrael. So if somehow that count would cease because there'd be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, there'd be no Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, there'd be no Bezdin Hasamuch Eretz Yisrael, which again is a kula lohiniach moso bechutzaretz, as Rabbi Kiva was able to ma'abir shanim outside of Eretz Yisrael. Lefi sheim lanu lachshav chadash la'abir shanim bechutzaretz ela b'tnoim haniskarim kimosha biyarnu kimitzion tetei tera. Look, she's boning Mishi Ishlo Seichel Shalem.